So it has been told that he is Bhagwan Ishwar. Not crossing the Narlila Bhav, he is sitting. He can see it in the hearts of so many yogis. Why he cannot see it on the seats made by all gopis? He is telling that in Brahma, Shankar and all other yogis who go in the side of Kshirodsa ocean, and for a moment he sits there and at once he vanishes, goes away. But here he sat for so long period, Brahmaratri. Achyuta, he always sits, never leaves that ocean. Archita? And all the same that I have described. Sabhaja itva tatamangan anangadi banam sahas lile khan vibhrama bhruva sansvarsena ankrita angri hastayo sansast ishat kupita bhavashire. Sabhajayitva tadanangadi vanam sahasa lile khan vibhrama bhruva. After that, after that, Gopi Hasame Lila Katakya Vilasuri with smiling face by their this Katakya and Krishna having his hands in the lips, in the laps of gopis, or his face, they began to serve with their hands, like this. And after that, they will begin to who prasansa means admiring, praising the Krishna lotus feet and hands, and they began to tell something with ishat ko, ishat anger. Ishat means there was mostly prem. Anger was very little. Ishat. To explain their hearts. And they mildly dared tell. like a prahelika, prahelika means like a question, that who is you? At first they sought Krishna, and they met least Krishna, and then they began to ask Krishna. They began to prakash karna, express their modes, so that Krishna Ananga can come out, praying for this. Because Krishna was controlled by them and he wanted to play with gopis. Gopis saw Krishna this viewpoint. And then they began to do like same to fulfill the desire of Krishna. But they are showing that they were not utsuk. They were not eager. They were not eager to do vihar with as if they are telling like so. But actually they were wanting. And Krishna has called gopis and he has again disappeared. So gopi were some angry with Krishna. Krishna also began to show his face and everything, that gopis calm, gopis prem may come out, both each other. So please, Krishna is also giving his hand, doing like so, and they are also doing like so, each other. Sahas lilekhan. Sahas means by
smiling.
That by smiling, by curving their
eyebrow,
are telling to Krishna that we want to ask something from you. They were thinking so, that we should ask Krishna, but not directly. We should know the heart of Krishna, how. So, by doing so, they want that Krishna should admit his fault. We should not tell that you have done fault, but Krishna may tell that I have done fault. So they began to ask. Here he is telling that avahittha bhava came. Avahittha bhava means hiding their moods. They are telling in another mood. This is called avahittha. So they are not telling that you are you have done wrong, cheated us. But Krishna should tell that I have done wrong. He is telling that by any coming bhav, when a sthayi bhav is covered by any other coming bhav, then that is called avahita. Same thing we have this way. Here, gopis have been some angry, but yet they are pleasing Krishna, meddling, doing Krishna hand, serving, and feet serving, and telling, smiling. But yet there is some
anger.
And they, covering their anger, happily they are questioning Krishna. Though the action of gopis were kapatata, you know, cheating. But it is helping in a rasoda. They are hiding their sthayi bhav here. And they are covering their bhav with another bhav. So they are gopi. Gopi means to hide. Then Sarat Darshan. Nothing more. Now we will start tomorrow. In two times, we will try to go far, far as we can go.
It is in order. Bhajato nu bhajat bhajante ka ek etat viparjayam no bhyansya bhajante ka etan no bruhisadhu. Bhajato anu bhajante ka. The word meaning is like, there are several kinds of persons. One kind of persons are those who, if anyone does bhajan, then they do bhajan also. If anyone has affection and love towards any other person, the other person will love. Eka etat viparjayam. Etat viparjayam means one kind of person, another kind of person. About inter. Opposite. That is, if anyone is not loving, he has no affection, but yet another is loving. It is the Paryam, it is quite opposite.
No bhayansa bhajante ka etanno ruhi sadhu.
And third class of person are those who no bhayansa. If anyone loves, have affection, or no, he loves or no, this person don't love or have affection towards them. Now they are asking, smiling, laughing, they are asking to Krishna, etanno ruhi sadhuho. You should tell what is your idea about this. And they wanted to know from Krishna that you should tell truth, sadhuho. You should tell truth, no lie. Because you are so sadhu. So, we want to know that in three classes, you are one of them. So, in what class you are? First, second, third. Gopis are saying that those who love to others, Krishna does not love. Examples are three. Because he loves Krishna, but he doesn't love. He came out of sight and he was weeping and weeping so much. But he has no mercy, nothing, no love even. Not on one time, several times we have. So, one who loves Krishna, but Krishna loves. Eka eva viparyayam, Gopis are seeing that in this class, also Krishna is known. If anyone loves, Krishna does not love. So if anyone loves or not, Krishna, how can he love? Anyone loves, but there are some reasons. That reason is that sahaituk prem, ahaituk. Sahaituk prema mane, if anyone loves, then I have some swartha,
self-interest.
He will pay me something that I want, not as a pipe, but anything that I wish. Like father and mother. His son is not loving. Father is loving them for two reasons. In old days they will give something. They will serve him and palan poshan kare. But some fathers are that they have nothing take from them. They have enough. Or any guru. They don't love anyone for this. So So, the second is, but Krishna has nothing ahead to pray. So he does not do prem. Those who do prem are not. Gopis are thinking that he is not one of them. But the third, Krishna will be surely in that. No bhayansha bhajanteka. Etanno purushadho. Those who are doing prem are not doing prem. Krishna does not. So Krishna is in that type. So gopis are thinking that we have Krishna ko aise band diya hai. We have tightened Krishna so much that he should admit that I am a kṛtajña, ungrateful. So they are smiling and asking Krishna. We see that Vaishnava Toshni is not there. Gopis are, especially the gopi, we sing for a very far distance, with crooked eyes, making his eyebrow as a bow. A sharp eye as a
arrow.
And he has catch hold this lower ears by his very beautiful tails. And at that time, her appearance was so marvelous that Krishna was
drinking
in a cup of their two eyes. At that time, Raja Devi, Raja Gopi are thinking, he is so ungrateful. So he should realize this. And he should admit. So that gopi, very gopi, which was seen by the corner of her eyes, smiling, she is dead. That is Mridu also, Prakhar also, and controlling also Krishna, she is asking. They are hiding their power, mood, by avahitta, as if they don't know anything. And they are simply asking. But there is something very deep, and they wanted to that Krishna should add. It is the belief from outward, it is not. So it is called in Rasa-shastra, this mood in our head. Secondly, Jiva Goswami is telling, कहाँ से आ रहे हैं? They're thinking, when Krishna will admit that I am ungrateful, then he will never leave us. So they are asking this question. Take that. And then these three things that they are asking, that anyone do bhajan, or any have, anyone have affection at all to them who has affection or love for them. Reciprocal. So you are among them or not. And some are those who don't love if anyone loves. They love everyone. No? Like, and here it is not. They love whether they love or not. And third are anyone loving or not, they don't care for them. So, who is that person? Or, what is the root of three things, three loves? You should tell truth, or you should tell what is highest degree. Uttam rup, uttam mane?
Highest.
They are telling go, Brunsadhu go, to be careful for Krishna. You should be careful, you should tell. Here it may be that gopis are telling to Krishna. Gopis are telling to Krishna. But Krishna is not carefully hearing all this. It may be. So anyone tells, oh, hear me. He is here but yet. You have seen this? So, Krishna was keeping here and there. So told them that carefully you should tell us. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur. Yet it is written, but yet I am. Gopis are thinking uselessly. For nothing. Krishna has given so much suffering to us. And he is actually very nice to and Akritagya. Why he has done so?
They are thinking themselves.
We know that he is so lover, go lover in the whole world. And he is a rasik, we know. And he is not ungrateful. He cannot be ungrateful. He has a happy mercy to all. I think so. We cannot solve. So let us question to Krishna. Why he is. But we see that whether he by nature cruel or hard-hearted or akritagya, ungrateful. He should admit this fact. Because they realize this fact. We are everything. Our father, mother, husband, and also shame, sahishnuta, dharya, but disobeyed our guardians and guru. Guru means father, mother, sasu. They are these. And they have blindly come. What would be their note? Nothing. We know that our husbands and father and mother will not keep us in their homes.
But as a man, being man,
come here.
But he is so, that he is mad or not. Because we are mad. So we are mad or not, we cannot imagine. How he? Why he left us? So we will ask Krishna that whether he has some affection or love for us or not, directly. But directly we cannot ask. We should not ask. So we'll have a prashna
question
in hiding our tava, hiding. Mode, whether he has love, affection for ourself. We want to know that he has affection or not. Whether he is udasin to us. Udasin means neutral to us. Or he has some roh to us.
Brahman?
Anti.
Anti-mode.
Droha. Droha means, you know?
Negative.
Not negative. Negative is udashinya. Not negative. That if anyone loves her, I will be doing evil to that person. This is called droha. Like a father loves his children, but children, after their marriage and having children so much, they may reject their parents. Like, it is called droha. So there are three things. One, loving mood. Another, absolute
neutral.
And third,
opposite.
Three things. We want to know that in three things, what mood Krishna has with us. So if we will directly ask Krishna, then Krishna will netal bahana karega.
Retention
or fickle. He will try to avoid all these things. And it, oh yeah, I love you so much. But this should put a question so that he cannot acquire. His inner mood should. So, as ordinary person, they are asking Krishna, your loving mood towards us is sopadik or nirupadik? That is, sahetuk or ahetuk? By any reason or without reason. Any swartha?
Swartha kya?
Interest or without interest? By any cause or without cause? We want to know.
You cannot tell.
They are thinking. Not questioning. They are thinking how to put this question. That he should अपने भावों को उगल दे,
यही थोड़ा सा हमारे लिए अंग्रेजी
confess.
If a dog has eaten something, then if anyone wants that what he has eaten, then he will give some grass to eat. And dog itself will take grass and
vomit everything.
So gopis are giving a medicine, right medicine, that Krishna can vomit everything what he has. Otherwise he will try to
hide it.
Conceal that. So they are very, very intelligent. And they are so intelligent that Krishna admits that they are more intelligent than me. Love is so a thing that lover becomes in higher grade. Like Yashoda, I told in morning. Krishna thinks himself to be a god, god of god. And he is Sarva Shaktiman. All powerful, almighty. And he has Satchitanand, everything, Ladini, Samvit, Sandini, and all kinds of Aishwarya, opulence. But yet Yashoda takes him by left hand arm, sit down here, and Krishna sat down. He's thinking, where is my Bhagavata? I am Bhagavan, but I am now Divas.
Helpless.
Become certainly helpless. I began to see here and there what to do. My mother has let me sit here. What to do? So, gopis are so intelligent. They know how to listen. Krishna is hearing their understanding their voice. And he is just smiling. Because Sadharan Bhav says, you admit nahi karega.
Ordinary is a hymn of that.
Like so many big leaders in this in front of judge, when a culprit is there in Kathakara.
Box.
And good leaders ask them. They don't directly ask. And anyhow, they tell that person in a tree that he should admit that. And that person does not know that part. So these are like very great leaders. Gopis. Jeera jante hai, jeera? Aap log jeera jante hai? Wo wakil log jeera karte hai? Argument nahi.
Examination.
Examination.
Meaning of the examination.
Yes. Exactly. Take. Their gopis are thinking very deeply. Those who love anyone with any reason,
for their swag, for their self-interest. That priti is called sopadik priti, not nirmal. So, those who have sopadik priti, they want to manoranjan. Manoranjan means?
Entertainment.
If they see that there will be no entertainment by that person, they will not love. This is called sopadik. And if no that self-interest, no manoranjan, but yet loving, this is sopadik, nirupadik priti. Krishna cannot be told in the class of sopadik priti. They are thinking themselves. No sopadik. If there was sopadik priti, then Krishna could not go out of outside. Because there is no self-interest, no entertainment from us. So he left us and went away. Krishna is not apna manoranjan humse nahi kar raha, chhod karke chala gaya. You understand?
He is not thinking what he will get.
So he left easily us. Not one. Lakhs and crores and crores and crores. So pitiful. In whole world. All are Kishori. Jamuna, Upavan was so uncool for them. And no Purusha was there. Krishna is also Kishore. And he had sang on float and collected us. And we are very uncool to Krishna. Uncool means forever. Yet he vanished away. So he is not in that class. Also we see that nirupadik prem, no nirupadik prem. Because he comes to us and chatters us, beg for us, give him a bhiksha prem. He also give his head on our foot. So it cannot be told that he has no prem or nirupadik. So it can be told that his priti is not so bad because he wanted to kill them gopi by Virah. Virah is Lagni. And for so much time, he left us. And we are burning in the fire of Pira. But he did not come to see us how they are. But we see that he has no nirupadik priti also. Why? Because is that it is very dark night. You see it means night. There are none here, only we are. And we are abala. Abala means
weak, very weak.
We fear so much. Because we are ladies and we are helpless here. And in this time, he should protect us. But he left us in that very calamity or suffering and went away. So it is not nirbhadik priti also. If we tell that he has neutral position, no love, affection for us, and he is neutral, no affection, no enmity, it can also be not true. Why? He is giving us so pleasure and also giving sufferings both. He wants to meet. He has desired to meet us. And that is why he called us. And also, he has no enmity. So, it is seen that he is the cause of our happiness and suffering. So, you are not neutral also. If you tell that perpetual means conscious perpetual enmity with Krishna from boyhood, also Shishupal has enmity with Krishna from boyhood. There should be demons like Duryodhan and all others. Without any cause, they made Krishna enemy. So these are perpetual enemies. We see that there is no perpetual enmity with us. Krishna, he loves us so much. From boyhood we see. So what kind of love is it? They are not deciding. So there is no enmity, no droha. Because we don't see any enmity bhav move, always. Because we have played so many times with Krishna. Krishna comes to our homes. In Barsana, you know how Krishna goes and meets. If Srimati Radhika stops to speak with Krishna, in having the shape of any Malini,
gardener.
He comes and he takes the name of Mohini and enters in Barsana and he tells that he sings so much, so sweet, and tells that I am the daughter of any gardener. I know messes, I know coloring, I know singer, and to whom I will touch his sorrow, his suffering, his all tiredness, everything go. Hearing this, Lalita and Vishakha and all called her in the Rajbhavan of Vishwamani and they took up to Srimati Radhika. She was so beautiful, garland makeup lady, Kishori, very beautiful. Then she told that, I'm seeing that you are in sorrow, you are tired. If I touch you and do message, and I will give my garland your name, why to go? Sakhi told Lalita Vishakha that yes, you can message, you can touch, you can give garland in the name of Krishna. So he touched the feet. At once she knew that this is none but
becomes
then that Kishori get garland in the neck of Srimati Rani and touch his body in so that manner that Krishna does. So he was assured that he is none but Krishna. Now he saw towards Sakhis and he saw by that eye,
corner
of eye, that he is none but that cheetah is there. They all assured and they began to do a tree. Srimati told that this garland maker's daughter is so beautiful and loving and he has done by so much service to me. I am grateful to her. So I want to give him my dress and I will my own hand dress him.
Make wear.
I will dress her and I will do sringar of that because I admit him, her, as a sakhi. So Krishna was began to look here and there how to escape. Now my reality will be disclosed. He wanted to anyhow to fly from there. But all gopis surrounded her. That anyhow he should not escape. And Srimati Radhika told that I am giving my dress to you. First I will
take up
all the dress and new dress I will give. Krishna, no, I don't like this. I don't like new, my old dress are very good. But all catch hold of Krishna. And they took off the Krishna clothes and saw that he is really Krishna. And he is not a lady. Then all began to clap. So Krishna goes to them, beg pardon and ask prem bhikha to them. So that considering Krishna, that he is not at all and he is not in war mood, enmity mood. If we see that there should be reason that he has left us. Pratikulya nibandhan. Pratikulya mane which is not favorable. Without a reason, there should be any reason. We are both friends. ₹1 lakh came to us. Then he told that this is mine. I am telling this is mine. Quarrel went among them. Us. Because there was friendship, but account to take the money. This is a reason. So, there is any reason between us and Krishna that Krishna has become opposite? We have not done anything so. We always see the happiness of Krishna. Now, there may be any droha, enmity, but there is no enmity. So it seems that he is of the subject, grateful, ungrateful. So he should admit that I am ungrateful. We will not tell you. We should know here Here all gopis are in same mood. One gopi is doing question to Krishna, but we should think that this question is from all gopis. Vipaksha, Swapaksha, Tatastha and Shunpaksha. Both four kinds of gopis there are. So it is the question of all gopis. So they are telling to Krishna, oh, you are very great sage, Mahapragya. Pragya means? So, intelligent and sadhu. We know that you cannot cheat us because you are sadhu. And this is one kind of
one.
They know that Krishna is cheater, but yet they tell you are sadhu. Then you know what is the meaning of vyanga.
They give him credit for something which he's not.
This is vyanga. So, now that they are doing this. One loves anyone who loves. Another, whether he loves or not, he does love. He loves. And third is person there. If anyone loving or not loving, he has no love for them. So, in what category you are, they are speaking. It took 10 minutes, 15 minutes. What is the time now?
6:15. We began 5:30.
5:30.
15 minutes more.
Discuss all these things. Very great, very important thing, interesting thing is coming.
But in one sentence, which category Vihariji belongs? What he replied, that I don't belong to any three categories.
First,
all commercial. He loves, I love, it is a commercial thing which I don't do. Then he denied everything, and lastly, he comes to what category?
We will hear it by mouth of Krishna, then it will be very lovely and very interesting.
And we have to wait for November.
And we should try to avoid all these things and do to pray to anyone with this system. We should not think that Krishna is loving or not. We should love Krishna. This is love. If we are doing bhakti to Krishna and he is not giving any care,
exchange
or
return.
But we should. One day we will be bound to love. But Krishna wants to increase our love. He wants that our love should be go out of and upward than these worldly love. This should be chinmay prem. And always continuous prem. So he does not give darshan or does not accept outward, but he accepts. But out outwardly, he gets no response. This is mercy of Krishna. And that he will tell.
So many stages. Adosha, Adhita, Sadhu, Sangha, up to Bhavan. Then Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari.
Sadhan Bhakta, Bhav Bhakta and Prema Bhakta. Also we know the Arups, Bhav Bhakta, Sangha Siddha Bhakta and Sarva Siddha. So
and Namaparad, Namabhad, and Shudana. So, what is the relationship between the different stages?
What do you mean?
Means in this Adoshadha, Sita, Sadhu, Sangha, and so on. Where will Nama Bas come? Where will Shudanam come? Where will Swarup Siddhi Bhakti come? And
when a man has Sattva, it may be that all kinds of aparad, everything will be there. But by the associations of a qualified person, a sattva may come at the position, also in the position, when he is characterless, he is dacoit, he is so wretched, so fallen. Even then too, by the association, that sattva, as Ajamil Bhaji, so much a wretched person, and he has brought the Sangha of Krishna. And he became, went on so high level. As being in this very low level, wretched condition, Billamangal had that Sangha. And that is Krishna. So in any position, whether he is good or bad, anyhow, willingly or unwillingly, he has sadhu sangha. He may have sangha. And the sattva are of two kinds at the same beginning stage. Either by hearing rasmai katha of Krishna, or by the sasam and by hearing Shastra. If two kinds of Shastra has come here and he will not hear the pastimes of Krishna and he will not associate, then both will be dry. And at that time, if you have good association, under the go by and by. Aparad will be, aparad will go by and by. And all others, these are not helpful for them, they will also go by. When we will have a guru, diksha, and siksha, and practically we will enter in bhakti realm, doing bhakti, uttama bhakti in practice by all indriyas, then it is called sadhana bhakti. And up to that time, no new aparad comes. Old aparad going on. And avgyanata, to some extent going on. This is more root again. Anartha. Now he is serving and giving respect to Vaishnavas willingly. And by practicing na Harikatha, Samanam, Kirtanam, Shmiranam, Bandhanam, Padashivam, these are gradually developing
and anartha are
subsiding.
When we have nishtha, then most of anarthas, blunders, aparadha will be in about to go, not gone. They may come, but now they are not in active mood. So they are going. They are going on in what proportion? In what? Percent. In that very person, bhakti is coming. Our sadhana is going on, sadhana bhakti, and developing. When it comes to ruchi, then most of dangers, aparadha, have gone away. No blunder, aparadha. But yet, there will be something which is not helpful in bhakti. That is to hear harikatha. It is no offense, but it is another. No? Like, praise will come. And if you will not shave, and you will try to test all these things and Artha,
well,
Lakshmi. And very pleased to have this and always collecting all this. Not giving attention to real bhakti. They can spoil us. So, loya, vikshe, apratipatti, kasaya, these are anartha, not aparadha. So we should try to apply by chanting her name always, by serving Vaishnavas, by serving gurus. Now, when our asakti is so much, this is also gone to some extent, half extent. All another. Aparadha is not there. It has gone. And also our path, our
food is
avidya till avidya. And prarabdha, aparadha. All are going vanishing. Yet there are some smell there. When after this bhava will come, all anarth and everything has gone away. This bhakti has come to bhava. And at that time, four lips having come in his bhakti. Kleshakni, Shubhada, Moksha Lagutakrita, and Sutu. But two lips are to come out. And now he is bhava-bhava. His bhakti is bhava-bhava. His anartha has been swept away everywhere. Almost all. Only there are some smell there. Up to nishtha. Sangha Siddha and Arupa. Almost all gone. Arupa Siddha and
Sangha Siddha.
Sangha Siddha, Sakama Bhakti, Nishkama Bhakti, everything goes away. Then Bhava comes.
Now he is bowed doctor. And only something is there. And this is called Samshita. Practicing Bhava Bhakti like Rupa and Raghunath, practicing Raganuga more like Rupa Raghunath, Dilva Mangal Thakur, then Vastasiddhi. You come and lost. Leave this planet. And we can go to that planet where Krishna Padakli lies. Nishtha, Baudesh, Patani goes away. Then Praiki. Praiki means almost all have done. Then Praiki, Purna, in Bhavastha, Purna, all goes away. And in Prem, Atantaki. Anything. No more precious. But bhakti begins from Shraddha. The characteristics of two are separate. From beginning. Anyone goes at the root of the bhakti and other perish. Very rare person will follow the, but they don't know what is Raganuga, what is Vaidhi. They are practicing. And they will read the books of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Arupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. They will see that, oh, I am going in the path of. But he should follow all the lines of and all the vidhi of Vaidhi. And inwardly, he try to follow, always see that he is doing Raganuga. But actually he is doing. He is reading Bhagavad. Vaidhi Bhakta also reading Bhagavad. He will read Prahlad Maharaj Upakhyan of August. And he will read the topics in which Krishna and Gopis are coming. He will do Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Vaidhi Bhakti will know how. And he will cry, oh Krishna, he Radha, he Shyam Sundara, he Madan Mohan Radhara.
Nam Aparad become Nam Abbas? When does Nam Abbas become Krishna?
But we have no real Vaishnava Sangha. And only chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ordinary. No guru, nothing. I'm saying that they are doing. So why I cannot do? I can sing very sweetly more than them. At that time, there is a parada. Almost all names are with a parada. And then he got Subha Guru. And then he practices. And comes at the stage of Nishtha. Before that, Anishtha Bhakti. Anishtha Bhakti. Then he will be some aparada. And after that, shelter of Guru, then it will be Namahas. And then it will come Ashakti. Then it will be that Sukhana. Especially when Bhav will come.
Mr. Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari,
Kanishtha Adhikari, when he does not know any tattva,
Bhagavat Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Nam Tattva, this world Tattva, he does not know. And he has accepted any guru, but not following. He tries, but he does not understand the difference between all these things. What is Vaidya Bhakti, what is Rajananda, what is Shuddha Bhakti, what is Ashuddha Bhakti, who is Krishna, who is Ram, who is Shankar, who is not well knowing. Then he is Krishna. He only knows Krishna. He is not respecting Vaishnavas. No, does not know the qualifications of Uttam, Madhyam, Kanishtha Vaishnava. So he is Kanishtha Vaishnava. Always Namapara, sometimes in Namapara. This is Kanishtha. And then by the association of good bhakta, qualified Vaishnava, he is chanting, hearing more, then chanting, and something. Remember, and doing all kinds of trials by his indriyas. And then he had the association of good Vaishnava. And then he begins to question with Gurudev very mindfully to know all these things. He enters in the stage of how I am here, what to do, how to take, who are Vaishnavas, what is Maya, and then there is question, and he is turned to respect Vaishnavas according to quality. Then he begins to enter in Madhyamika. And when he fully knows all these things, then he is Madhyam Madhyam. And when he is Pratishthit, realizing everything with Anubhuti,
experience,
then he is Madhyam. And he is now is ready to go in his Madhyam. No Ninda, no separate bhav. Fully convinced in all the truths. His name is begins to be Shuddha. Madhyam Adhikari no Shuddha. Sometimes Shuddha, sometimes Namabhas. Kanishtha always Namaparat, very rare Namabhas. And Uttam all time Shuddha.
And Arop City Bhakti, is it like Kanishtha Adhikari?
Kanishtha Adhikari.
And some
extent to Madhyam Adhikari too. When he becomes Uttam or Madhyam Madhyam, then gradually he goes. But it may be found in Madhyam Kanishtha.
And Sansiddha Bhakti.
Sansiddha Bhakti may up go to Asakti. Because we'll have to adopt the theory Trina Tapishne Chena Tarurabhisaisunna Amanina Manadena Kritanina Sada. But actually we cannot accept, adopt. It comes in the level of frame. When Prem goes up, Trinatapisuni, Tarurapi Sarsuna, Mani Nam, these four qualities go up. When it is down, it is also down. Always in the same level of Prem. So if there is Prem, then they will come in full. When there is no Prem, know all these things. But we try to not to be angry.
This is one thing. And anger never comes. This is one thing. We can control anger. But a stage will come when there is no anger at all to be controlled. So when there is no anger to be controlled, this is Uttama. So these anarth are there, but it is controlled, then it is Madhyama Vichara. And by that, some offense or by all these things, some evil can be done. Come. Like rogue, like man, apaman. Man, apaman.
Right.
Question of prestige.
Prestige. He had not honored me. He is fool. Like this. This thing will come in Madhyama Adhikari. But Uttama Adhikari, no rogue, nothing, obstacle. He does not know what is obstacle. But in Madhyama Adhikari, it can be, but it can be subsided. Sometimes it will not be subsided in Madhyama Adhikari. But when Madhyama Adhikari will go, in Uttam Adhikari, all subside, not subside, there will be vast way. He does not know what is Maya, what is all these things, what is growth, or more muscle.
Now, if someone has a seed of Rajabhava, then, when he comes to the stage of Bhava Bhakti, then his Swarup will be revealed.
When comes Nishtha, all Akrat goes away. After that, Ruchi will come. And after Ruchi, Ruchi will be matured into Asakti. And after maturing this Asakti,
yes. So, if there is a qualified disciple and qualified guru, the guru can give the ekadasa bhava in the mature stage of asakti. But even without ekadasa bhava, someone can go from asakti into bhava, and then this swarup will be revealed, or Ekadasa Bhava should be.
Will surely come. At the stage of bhava, beginning of bhava, by the mercy of Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Visakha, or any living entity, Uttam Bhagavad Bhava, by the grace of Krishna, he should certainly come. Not vividly, but peeping. And as soon as his bhava-bhakti will be matured, gradually, Siddha Sarup also will be matured. And everything by the grace of Radhika and Krishna or his associates and the associates of associates. Because we will not have directly all this. By the grace of Madhyama Adhikari, who is so unnata, and he is so much kind to us. Because Uttam Bhagavat does not give his associates. By chance it is formed. By the love. By the vishesh kripa of Krishna. And he has given duty to Madhyama Adhikari to give his association. So, we can easily can have this and we will gradually advance.
But without association of...
One thing more. These 11 things are how? At this bhav. Mm-hmm. in sadhak heart, by two ways. By their grace, like two manners, if anyone goes to any house, home, he asks that, will you take prasadam? Yes. Will you prepare or in my house? We are offered to eat vigraha. And it is quite ready. Malpua, puri, kachauri, parman, dal, chawal, parasam, everything. If you want, it is offered and it is quite ready, you can take just now. Otherwise, if you want, you can prepare yourself. I will give you everything. All the utensils, I will give you. You can manage to prepare. So, at a time, by the ahetaki kripa of Krishna and his associates, everything appears here by Sputti. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur Prabhupada. Everything is managed here. And if it is not done, then by Madhyamadhikari, by that way, practically he comes and gives all these things. Both ways are this. Very good. When Krishna will be so pleased, he can manage for this thing or that thing also. But actually that position is so good. When it comes automatically from up, and artificial, this may be artificial, unartificial too. Sometimes, or mostly it becomes artificial, not natural. Because Guru in this is found so rare. So anartha karastha jeev cannot get this. A powerful person who is qualified to give it. I or you cannot give it. So we will have to pay. And we should practice. And Krishna or Guru, they will give inspiration. And till we'll have to wait. Artificially, we should not do Chinta or Siddha De and Ekadas Bhava. We should know it will come gradually by two courses. Last today, not really this. This is more important. Your Guru, they will manage. He's not bad. He's watching out. And if he is not watching and not still present, then he is not good. He should be rejected.